Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tuminari, and with me today is Leslie Cranston from Yoga Grove. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me here today,
Roger. Thanks for coming. I'm excited to talk to you about some of the ways that you help people feel better. But before we kind of get into that, like, what inspired you to get into this line of work?
Oh, very good question. Way back in university, I wanted to get some exercise to balance things out, and I checked out things at U of T, and a yoga class just related to me. And after that very first yoga class, I came away from it feeling like I'd never felt so tall and light in my spine. I just felt amazing. And I was in my early 20s. Like, I didn't expect to feel that different, but I was hooked ever since.
Wow. After one class?
After one class.
Wow. Yeah. Not just hooked on yoga, but like hooked on yoga, like as a lifestyle. You wanted to be a teacher, I suppose,
like
an instructor, or you wanted to open your own
eventually
studio?
Yeah. I mean, I finished university and I went to work at IBM for about 12 years. And, you know, with that kind of lifestyle, although I loved it, it was lots of hours and lots of sitting. And so yoga really helped me stay through, balance everything out. But it was when I had kids that I decided I wanted to get out of that lifestyle of working so many hours and traveling so much, and doing something that I was passionate about in a different way.
That's an interesting departure from a corporate job to a yoga studio. Like, that's a huge leap of faith.
Absolutely.
How long did it take you to process that?
Well, I think I was leading up to it. You know, I was doing very well at my job, but also wanted to kind of be the, let's leave the corporate thing and do something different eventually. And, you know, I just wanted to be at home more with my kids. And I knew that this was something that would really keep me passionate about what I'm doing for a long time in a different way. And so it started that way. Actually, when my youngest was just three, we opened up Yoga Grove in our home.
Okay.
And had it there for about 3 years. And then I branched out into a small yoga studio in the neighborhood.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's a healthy pursuit. I'm sure it's a business still, so there's stress that is still related to the business.
It's a very good point. I always say that I feel like I've got the best job in the world now, because as opposed to what I used to do, and I think most people do, or at least perspective on their jobs, is I go to work to teach, and I come away feeling better than when I went in. I'm less stressed coming home from work than the opposite, which is honestly
That's amazing.
Of what most people experience.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's 100% the opposite of what most people experience. You know, a lot of people at the end of the day are sort of tapped. They feel empty.
Right.
But you're able to fill your tank through your work.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And also help other people feel better.
Which is a great segue into my next question. So how do you help people feel better?
Oh, well, I've been thinking about this for a while since you approached me. There's so many ways. Yoga itself, I know from my experience, because I practiced many years before I started to teach, that I'd come in and out of a regular practice, but whenever I came back to practice, it amazed me how after just a couple days, I would feel so much better. And strangely, and I can't really explain this exactly, but life seemed to go smoother.
Really?
Yeah, just everything seemed to kind of come into place easier, and just everybody seemed to be around me happier and easier going. But honestly, I think it was because I had changed.
Right.
And I loved that. And I always wondered, well, okay, why did I take a break at all? You know, so so yoga in itself can do that for people. And I like to tell my students that you know you've come to the right level of class and type of class if you come away feeling a little bit better than when you came in.
Yeah.
I always say that. So yoga itself is great. We also do something very specific that's kind of unique, and it's called restorative yoga.
Okay.
And restorative yoga, it used to be, way back when I started the studio 13 years ago, that not many people knew about it. The word is getting around, luckily. But it's a form of deep relaxation where we fully support people on props And they're in a gentle yoga pose, but we do a whole lot of little tweaks to it to make sure that they get so relaxed that they go into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the opposite of our sympathetic nervous system, or our flight or fight response. So it's our natural healing process from stress. And my studio always has had the focus on small classes, so we have a max of 6 or 8 people, and in restorative just 6. And we kind of give the full experience, so lots of props. Full service, as in I'm doing all the folding and setting everything up, so people get deeper and deeper through the class. And that is extremely healing.
Yeah.
And because we're doing it in small classes, it's quite unique. It's like getting a private with a group of people, everyone's
right.
got their eyes covered. But it's like an experience of a private class.
And there's so many different types of yoga.
Yes.
Like I've started to do a little bit of yoga,
uh-huh.
and it's in big classes, extremely uh-huh. challenging.
Oh.
Like I used to play rugby, so I'm no stranger to the gym or
right.
just keeping fit. But man, I'll tell you, I've never sweat so much in my life than during these yoga classes.
They're super
challenging, but I feel great after. But it doesn't sound anything like what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the
and
other end of
the
expression.
You're talking about. I like this a lot.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I misspoke. It's down at the other end of the spectrum, but there certainly is a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll just mention another thing about this. So what I've found is it's been so powerful in helping everyone from just dealing with stress to dealing with injury or illness, chronic illness, insomnia. Like, it's really setting the body up to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
That I've been doing retreats as well.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Whereabouts?
4 times a year. So each season I do it at a place called Bloom, which is just north of Kingston. And it opened up just over, it was built over COVID. And honestly, it's the most beautiful place
really?
I've found in Ontario, at least, if not Canada.
Nice.
So very,
okay, that's
very nice.
Good. It's good that it's local.
It is quite local, yeah. And so we do like a weekend, and there's meditation, regular yoga classes, gentle, and then restorative yoga in particular. And so people come to that and find that they can really reset, relax, and so on. So very popular. You know, I get sold out each time.
Great.
So yeah, that's been building over a number of years. That.
Yeah, there's just so much stress in society, and people use so many different tools to relieve stress.
Right.
Not all of which are healthy, but this seems like a great option for people.
It really, really is. Yeah, yeah. So that's just one of the things that we kind of specialize in. We also specialize in absolute beginner yoga, which
right.
is a little bit harder to find in the bigger studios. So again, small classes, but we go through a 4-week series. So you get a lot of attention, you get a lot of detail, and less intimidating than going into
yeah.
a big
class. You
could
imagine what I'm
learn.
Like in a class of 40 people, not knowing what the heck is going on. I'm that old guy trying to keep up
right.
with all the 20-year-old girls and guys in the
right.
class.
Yes, so that's just
struggling and sweating and wondering if there's a beginner version to this.
Right.
So there is.
There absolutely
okay.
is. Yeah. Okay. So starting in September, we offer, like, I actually teach those, and I kind of stagger the start dates, but we do up to 5 a week. There's a lot of demand for that. A
yeah.
lot of people really like that. So that's been a great thing. Actually, that was the very first class I ever taught out of my home initially. It was
oh,
Absolute
yeah.
Beginner. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then the third thing I wanted to point out is that just this summer, we for the first time did some summer camps for kids.
Cool.
And it was just afternoons and kids between 8 and 12. We were a little late to the gate in terms of advertising it, because it turns out, you know, parents often are planning these things way back in
oh,
the
yeah.
winter.
Oh, yeah.
But for the kids that did come, and the parents that, you know, saw what we were doing and then the effects afterwards, it was incredible.
Really?
Incredible. These kids just loved the yoga. They did restorative yoga too,
mm-hmm.
and that was their absolute favorite.
Cool.
I don't think kids get kind of that opportunity to really rest and relax and enjoy that, as opposed to just sleeping at night. And they're undergoing a lot of anxiety and stress
sure.
and so on these days. So just to feel the effects of that. And we incorporated, you know, various mindfulness and breathing techniques to you know, along different themes each week, where, you know, one was how to manage stress and anxiety, another was self-expression and, you know, self-understanding. And so we incorporated those other aspects of yoga and meditation that, you know, are just such great tools. And we adults, I think, didn't get introduced to those things when we were growing up. So just to be able to offer that to kids when they need it, you know?
Yeah, I'd venture to say I had like zero exposure to yoga growing up.
Right.
Like it just wasn't on anyone's radar in the 80s, 90s. Not my radar anyway. But thankfully it's there now and it's available to children because, like you said, like, you know, kids deal with stuff too. They feel pressure, they feel stress.
And they see us,
yeah,
right? And so, you know, the fact that more adults are doing it and incorporating in their days, they're starting to see, and they're intrigued by it. And then more classes, at least at school, there's a little more introduction to it. And so I think we're going to find a lot more for the kids as we go forward. So,
that'd be really good.
Yeah, and I have kids too. So it's really great to know that there's things out there that they can use and their friends can.
Yeah, and a healthy mechanism to help them regulate their emotions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And parents are looking for that too.
Yeah,
for
I think kids. We all need it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, it was really nice that you're able to come down here and join us. I mean, your studio is not too far away. Maybe you can tell our audience how they can get a hold of you, Leslie.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a website. It's Yoga Grove. yogagrove.ca. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. And the studio is located just north of Jane and Bloor in Toronto.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And
it's a pleasure.
Thank you guys for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now.